you ever heard it called the weigher?
Yeah, I believe we have, yeah.
Or the bridesmaid?
Yeah. Yeah, I hear it called all of those.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which would be the right. Well, now, like now, I was to go to Kansas City, and that I'd have, granddaughter or something or other that's going to get married, and I was to lead her down the line and give her away, what'd that be called?
I don't know. I don't know what that'd be called. I don't know. Just the person that gives her away, but I don't know.
Well, I went up there and gave my granddaughter away to Kansas City, and there's an awful crowd there, and I would walk down that long church house down the aisle there,
mm-hmm.
and tuck her up and turn her over to the preacher,
mm-hmm.
and he had a lot to say to both of us.
Oh, yeah, I guess he did.
Well, and then there's several of them tied up in it before it's over with. It's quite a wedding, and... anyway, it's something like that, I wasn't used to anything like that, but anyway, it worked out. I guess she got married.
Yep, she got married. It's all right.
Yeah, she'd cry a little every once in a while. And some of the other girlfriends around, her girlfriends around there, so, was taking on and cutting up. I wish that I had to got in there.
Well, a long time ago when people get married, did you ever hear of them, like people come around and make a lot of noise around their...
You mean serenading or chivalrying?
Yeah, did they used to do that?
Yeah, they did it to me.
Right. Oh, they did?
Two times in one night.
They did?
Yeah. Yeah, Oak Grove, Big Pond come first. That's where I live, where I was raised up in Big Pond.
Yeah.
Then Luna was raised up in Oak Grove.
Oak Grove, yeah.
And so Oak Grove come, we just got back in the bed. And the thing started again.
Well, what would they do? I mean, just...
Oh, shoot shotguns and ring bells and blow horns and... make the doggonest racket you ever heard.
Oh,
it's a sight the way they'd make the racket they'd make.
Hmm.
And the shooting, that shotguns, and they'd letting them go too. And Luna says, get up and let them in. They're back again.
Oh, no.
And I got up and opened the door, and they began to pile in from Oak Grove. It was a different bunch. Twice the same night.
Well, did they do it to everybody? I mean,
Putting it to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's this bunch that from Oak Grove that chivalried with Adams and then come on over there and chivalried Luna now.
Oh, they did?
We married about the same time as Adams now.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so it's like teasing. If they liked you, they'd do it to you?
Well, usually that's your friends that does it.
Your friends would do it.
That's if you ain't got no friends, they don't shiver.
You don't get shivering.
They reported it to me twice.
So you got them twice.
I must have been pretty popular.
You must have been pretty popular, that's right. Of course, they don't do that anymore, do they?
I don't think they do.
But did they do it? Well, now when you moved here like 22 years ago, when you moved to Mountain Home, were they still doing it then?
I don't think so.
Did they quit then?
I think they quit. They quit several years ago.
Oh, so it's been quite a while.
Right away after we was married.
Mm-hmm. If we were talking about somebody you knew, and it was the person who lived at Cotter, and I said, where does he live? You'd say, well, he lives...
Cotter.
And if